Hello there, it's John Ashdown here again at the Women's World Cup, now in city number 4, Leverkusen, ahead of the quarterfinal. There was no audio boo yesterday because it was a rest day, and today's a rest day, but I feel not having something for 2 days in a row would be a little bit too much, so although there's not exactly a great deal to say, here I am saying things. The team are actually over in Dusseldorf, about 40k away. They're stopping there for the quarterfinal, and if they get through to the semi, they'll be there as well, because the semi's in Gladbach. France are staying in the same hotel, so it's turned into a sort of a almost like an apprentice or big brother situation, where the two teams will go out to play tomorrow night at the Bayer Arena, which is just down the road from my hotel here. One of them will go back to pack for home, and one of them will stay there in the hotel for the semi-final. It's bound to be a pretty tough and tight game, and I hope Powell's team have been practicing penalties, which is a good thing. Selection issues are one of the big issues at the moment. Some people think that Faye White's going to get back in the team as captain and centre-half. Some people think that Sophie Bradley played so well against Japan that even though Faye White was, we think, only rested as a precaution, essentially, because of her troublesome knee that was giving her problems before the tournament. Some people think Sophie Bradley might even keep her place in the side. We shall see. Bit of Ferrari building about the whole BBC coverage. Interesting situation developing there. I don't think BBC are going to change tack now, and there is a certain amount of bandwagon jumping going on, as we started the issue on the blog the other day. But I think it's probably the right thing to put it on BBC Two. An important thing for the potential development of the women's game, although some BBC people have been saying to me today, at least they are showing it, what happened to ITV, the England men's team official partners. You know, they weren't interested in showing the tournament. It's a fair comment. Right, before I get into any more difficulties, I shall leave you. Plenty to do ahead of the quarterfinal. Things to write, people to see. There's a press conference later on where Hope Powell and another will be giving us their view. But until tomorrow, cheerio.